Next up is Intro to AI, Registering Works That Incorporate Artificial Intelligence. With us today on that topic is John Riley. He is Assistant General Counsel at the U.S. Copyright Office, where he has contributed several government briefs on the topic, among other regulatory work. He's also authored rules implementing the Music Modernization Act and the CASE Act of 2020. Prior to joining the Copyright Office, John worked as a senior manager of IP enforcement at the United States Chamber of Commerce's Global IP Center. He earned his LLM in IP law from George Washington University, JD from Dickinson School of Law, and a triple major, it looks like, from Penn State in poli-sci, English, and communication arts and sciences. Let's welcome John.
Hey, everybody. You good? All right. There is a clicker here, yeah. I feel like I should start by saying I am a lawyer, but I'm not your lawyer, so anything, you know, I'm not Lil Wayne's lawyer either. Anything I say, you know, filter through your own expertise. I'd like to start first by saying thank you to the Entertainment Law Institute and the University of Texas Law School for inviting me to speak today. I am an assistant general counsel at the U.S. Copyright Office, the government agency that is in charge of administering copyright registration and advising Congress, the courts, and other agencies on copyright law and policy. Each year, we issue about 500,000 copyright registration claims, covering millions of different works, including lately some works that contain generative AI. And let me define generative AI by saying that it's AI that is used to generate outputs in the form of expressive materials such as text, images, audio, or video. So it kind of looks like a human created it. Today I'm going to talk about what the Copyright Office is doing with respect to registering these works and how we got there. I'll also be updating you on our larger AI initiative. Obviously, AI has been on a lot of creators' minds lately, and I know there's going to be a good panel with a couple of my friends on it to talk about other AI issues tomorrow. At the Copyright Office, we do remain optimistic about the resilience and adaptability of our copyright system to continue to thrive in a world of generative AI advancements. And this is far from the first time that copyright has met with new technological developments or grappled with new questions about humanity and authorship. But I understand that others might not necessarily feel the same way. So this summer, the music world was, quote, rattled by the use of generative AI to imitate the voices of Drake in The Weeknd. We also heard that ChatGPT might make lawyers obsolete. In case you missed the message, the headline gives a hint that this is something we should be afraid of. I'm not sure who their audience is with that little hint, be afraid subtitle. Maybe not us, maybe us. Personally, I'm a little bit more afraid of Skynet becoming a real thing, but we'll put attorney obsolescence on the list just a little lower down. And then here's one, if nothing else, AI might simply be annoying if it continues to enter and win state fair art contests. But maybe that third headline is something that actually addresses something more important. Issues regarding generative AI touch on the fundamental nature and future of human creativity and raises questions of how human creativity can coexist and interact with potentially unlimited technological capabilities. So while AI can reach several different areas of our lives, the importance of holding off Skynet aside, the Copyright Office's initial foray into current AI technology and what's going on involves copyrightability of the output of those AI systems. So a few years ago, we started receiving applications to register works created using generative AI. This meant that we had to make decisions early on and take some public positions before governments started doing so in other countries. And even before other agencies within the government started addressing related issues by raised by generative AI. So on the screen are some examples of works that were generated using AI and submitted for copyright registration with the office. And by the way, the image on the left, that was the one that won a Colorado State Fair art contest. So more on that image in a second, though. As more claims involving generative AI content are submitted to the office, our understanding of the varied uses of generative AI by human authors has increased, right? There's not one AI company out there. There are some that create text, there are some that create music, there are some that create images.